What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Well, without being too broad, obviously, we did think it was in the best interest of our organization, not only the future, but right now, this season.
Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones talking about the trade yesterday, if you didn't hear about it. He traded Micah Parsons to the Packers, got Kenny Clark and two number ones. The two number ones are huge, okay? But it ain't going to help him this year. It's not. I've been watching this thing on Netflix. I don't like the Cowboys. I really don't like Jerry Jones, but I've been watching it, and I was kind of softening in my position to him, but not now. Not now. As long as he thinks he can be GM and owner, that team is going to struggle, and they're going to deserve to struggle.
See, and not all trades are created the same as the fact of when they come up. As someone had pointed out, if he had decided that this was the outcome and what they were going to do, and he had done this before the season, when people still had chances to finagle money and do whatever they want, he could have gotten way more back for it. And the reason I say not all trades are created equal, like, I'm going to bring up Jamal Adams went to the Jets for two first-round picks. And this wasn't Jamal Adams putting up huge numbers. Still a good player at that point in time.
Right.
But you got two first-round picks from the Packers, and they're probably going to be in the 20s over the next 2 years. And then on top of that, you got Kenny Clark, who I think he's a good player, but he's coming off his worst season so far as a pro.
Right. He was a throw-in. I think Jerry was after those number ones.
Well, he needed somebody to replace. But he could have... You feel like he should have got three number ones for him, or even more if you were looking at draft picks. And this is the same thing. Like, he called a Micah Parsons bluff, and Micah Parsons wasn't bluffing. And then now I think he was forced to trade him. Because if you have visions of grandeur of getting into the playoffs and winning, you're not thinking you're doing it without Micah Parsons.
No, not at all. And in fact, Parsons had a statement, and he basically said, I didn't make any demands. You know, I didn't do anything wrong here, and they just refused to negotiate. Okay, well, that's his side of it. But either way, it's a weird time for a trade like this to be made, okay?
Yeah.
It's also weird what the structure of the trade was. How much better does Micah Parsons make the Packers? Because they were already pretty good.
I mean, that defense was going to look good. It looks even better now. They were showing the passing yards per attempt or yards per completion, I think it was, when Micah Parsons was on the field and then when he was off the field, and it was almost a full yard difference, which is huge.
Wow.
Thinking about that, because again, that means you're pushing the ball downfield. Now with the Packers, you're going into a team that it might be one of the youngest teams in the league that has a ton of talent. So I think they just skyrocketed to the top of the NFC North, where we all went, hey, I think any one of these teams could make the playoffs, as people were bullish on Chicago, some people not knowing what J.J. McCarthy is going to look like, and the other team in that division, the Lions, being the team that everybody really likes. So maybe this is a huge battle when it comes down to the end of the year with the Packers and Lions instead of the Packers or Lions and Vikings.
It's going to be interesting. It always is. All right. The biggest Packer fan I know. Is from Baltimore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and also a Ravens fan. But you know him. Rashawn.
Oh.
Rashawn, what's going on?
He's a Cowboy fan.
That's what I'm saying. The biggest Dallas fan there is.
You said Packer fan, Bruce. Wait a minute. You said Packers fan.
Did
you
switch? I didn't say Packers. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know it's Dallas.
Hey, but listen, man. When I got this news early, I was kind of happy because I was the guy. I was like, you know, on the whole thing of trading Parsons, because number one, with Parsons, the Cowboys wasn't making the playoffs this year. Without them, they're not going to make it, most likely. And why spend all that money on that type of contract? What the guy got, $130 million guaranteed.
Yeah, it's huge.
When we already have Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb combined for $381 guaranteed. Now, let's throw on the $40 million guaranteed with Trayvon Diggs. And if we would have gave that Parsons that contract, that's a...
Yeah, but this would have been a good contract, Rashawn. Those were all bad ones.
Yeah, it's all bad. I mean, Parsons, it's kind of personable him. Why I don't like him, just like how Bruce was saying with, I guess, Mike Messina. You know, I had an interaction with the guy, so I don't like him on a personal level.
Yeah.
And I try not to, you know, put that on, you know, on the field and everything. But to keep it real, he has one sack in four playoff games. He doesn't really show up in big games. So, I mean, he's kind of overrated when it really counts. And I feel sorry for the Packers, man. They paid $130 million for a podcast.
Well, and they also gave up two number ones. It's got to be like I'd need Babe Ruth or Willie Mays to trade a number one if it was me, you know? And they gave up two of them.
Yeah, well, they gave up two.
You just sound like the bitter ex-girlfriend, like, right now. You didn't want him, and he's this, and he's one of the best pass rushers in football.
True, but he doesn't show up when it's time to show up, though. That's the thing, though. Okay. He doesn't show up regular season, postseason, all that other stuff, man. But I think the Packers, you know, they paid all this money for him, and hopefully he does good in Lambeau. And I'm looking forward to that game September 28th now when the Packers come to Jerry's World. Now, that's just going to be a game where I know he's going to, you know, try to show out and try to show the world and that he's this guy. But he's not, man. He's just a podcaster that runs his mouth. And it's like a big baby, man. That's what they paid for. They paid $130 million guaranteed for a podcaster. He's immature, you know. So good luck with that. The Cowboys will be good. We're going to draft. We got four first-round draft picks these next coming draft. Jerry will rebuild, and the Packers will be the Packers.
Yeah, the good news is Jerry,
thanks, man.
Jerry's going to be one picking who they draft. That's going to be great.
Let's get one more in here. Antonio and Rosedale, what's up, man?
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Jeremy?
I'm good, man.
Happy fun. TGIF and PYT.
That's correct, man.
What would Jeremiah Jackson's role be going into the season? And you guys have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Antonio.
Yeah, I think he's going to take over that utility thing that we had Ramon doing, that you could bounce him around.
He's perfect for that.
And the fact that you got an extended look at him, because if you watched him the first week, you were probably going, oh, no, this is the guy?
No.
But now, since then, I think, and we even had a caller call and said, I'm excited to see him play. And there's a lot of people that are enjoying watching him. He's batting second right now.
Well, here's the thing. You know, you're an infielder your whole life, and then you finally get to the major leagues, right? Well, you're going to be an outfielder, you know?
Well, I mean, I could still see him even subbing in on the infield, too, and just being a super utility.
Well, that's what I knew you were talking about. He's an infielder, and I'm sure if he's in their plans at all, that's what he's in their plans
for. Yeah, the first fly ball, I don't know if it was the first one hit to him, but you were like, oh, no. This is what you brought up, but he looks great now, man.
He's under that ball like Ralph Cramden, humming, humming, humming.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.